Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antyalila, Chapter 8, Ramachandrapuri, criticizes the Lord. Text 62. In this way, some days passed in great unhappiness, and hearing of all this, Ramachandrapuri went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had cut his eating down so much because of the criticism of Sri Ramachandrapuri. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered his obeisances to Ramachandrapuri, worshipping his feet. Then Ramachandrapuri smiled and spoke to the Lord. Ramachandrapuri advised, "It is not the business of a sannyasi to gratify his senses. He should fill his belly some way or another. I have heard that you have cut your eating in half. Indeed, I can see you are skinny. Such dry renunciation is also not the religion of a sannyasi. A sannyasi eats as much as necessary to maintain his body, but he does not enjoy satisfying his senses materially. Thus, a sannyasi becomes perfect in his spiritual advancement in knowledge." And then quoting from Bhagavad Gita, 6:16-17. My dear Arjuna, Krishna says, one cannot perform mystic yoga if he eats more than necessary or needlessly fasts, sleeps and dreams too much, or does not sleep enough. One should eat and enjoy his senses as much as necessary. One should properly endeavor to execute his duties, and one should regulate his sleep and wakefulness. Thus, one can become freed from material pains by executing mystic yoga. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then humbly submitted, "I am just like an ignorant boy and am just like your disciple. It is my great fortune that you are instructing me." Hearing this, Ramachandrapuri got up and left. He also heard from various sources that all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were eating half as much as usual. The next day, Paramananda Puri and other devotees approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great humility and submission. Paramananda Puri said, "My godbrother Ramachandrapuri is by nature a bad critic. If you give up eating because of his words, what will be the profit? It is the nature of Ramachandrapuri that first he lets one eat as much as desired, and if one does not eat more than necessary, with great attention he makes him eat more. In this way, he induces one to eat more than necessary, and then he directly criticizes him, saying, 'You eat so much. How much money do you have in your treasury?' Also, by inducing sannyasis to eat so much, you spoil their religious principles. Therefore, I can understand that you have no advancement. It is Ramachandrapuri's business to inquire always about how others are eating and conducting their daily affairs. The two kinds of activities rejected in the revealed scriptures constitute his daily affairs." Quoting from the Bhagavatam 11:28:1, "One should see that because of the meeting of material nature and the living entity, the universe is acting uniformly. Thus, one should neither praise nor criticize the characteristics or activities of others." Of the two rules, Paramananda Puri continued, Ramachandrapuri obeys the first by abandoning praise. But although he knows that the second is more prominent, he neglects it by criticizing others. Between the former rule and the latter rule, the latter is more important. Even when there are hundreds of good qualities, a critic does not consider them. Rather, he attempts by some trick to point out a fault in those attributes. One should not, therefore, follow the principles of Ramachandrapuri. Nevertheless, I have to say something against him, because he is making our hearts unhappy. Why have you given up proper eating due to the criticism of Ramachandrapuri? Please accept invitations as before. This is the request of us all your devotees here." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "Why are all of you angry at Ramachandra Puri? He is expounding the natural principles of sannyas life. Why are you accusing him? For a sannyasi to indulge in satisfying the tongue is a great offense. The duty of sannyasi is to eat only as much as needed to keep body and soul together." When they all requested very fervently that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu take a full meal, he still would not do so. Instead, he responded to their request by accepting half as much as usual. The cost of the food needed to invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was fixed as 2 panas of cowries, 160 conch shells, and that food would be taken by 2 men and sometimes 3. When a brahmana at whose home an invitation would not be accepted invited the Lord, he would pay 2 panas of conch shells to purchase the prasadam. When a brahmana at whose home an invitation could be accepted, could be accepted, invited him, the Brahmin would purchase part of the prasadam and cook the rest at home. Even on a day when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was invited to dine by others, if Gadadhara Pandit, Bhagavan Acharya, or Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya invited him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had no independence. He would accept their invitations as they desired. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually descended to give happiness to the devotees. Thus, he behaved in whatever way fit the time and circumstance. Because of his full independence, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes behaved like a common man and sometimes manifested his godly opulence. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes accepted Ramachandra Puri as his master and considered him a servant, himself a servant. And sometimes the Lord, not caring for him, would see him as being just like a straw. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu behaved exactly like the Supreme Personality of Godhead, beyond the restrictions of anyone's intelligence. He did whatever he liked, but all his activities were very beautiful. Thus, Ramachandra Puri stayed for some days at Nilachala, Jagannath Puri, and then he left to visit various holy places of pilgrimage. The devotees considered Ramachandra Puri to be like a great burden on their heads. When he left Jagannath Puri, everyone felt extremely happy, as if a great stone burden had suddenly fallen from their heads to the ground. After his departure, everything was happy once again. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted invitations as usual and led congregational chanting and dancing. Everyone else also accepted prasadam without hindrance. If one spiritual master rejects him, one becomes so fallen that he, like Ramachandra Puri, commits offenses even to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not consider the offenses of Ramachandra Puri, for the Lord considered him his spiritual master. However, his character instructed everyone about the result of offending the spiritual master. The character of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is full of nectar. Hearing about it is pleasing to the ear and mind. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, "I write about the character of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. O readers, please hear with attention, for thus you will easily receive ecstatic love for the lotus feet of Lord Krishna." And thus, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami concludes this chapter by saying, "Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Yar Asha Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahi Krishna Das." Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Hare Krishna. And we shall continue again soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.